producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
They want to be president, mostly on the Republican side, because we know the inevitable candidate for the Democrats is most likely Hillary Clinton. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So let's talk about Donald Trump. He's refusing now to rule out an independent bid for president in 2016. And as he said on ABC TV over the weekend, on This Week with George Stephanopoulos, on whether he would consider that third-party run, to be specific, he said, if GOP opponents try to take you out, I will see what happens. I have to be treated fairly. So this billionaire will not be bullied. And if he feels as though he is getting a raw deal from the Republicans, he'll bail. It doesn't matter signing a loyalty pledge or anything else. It's not something they can hold him to. His lead in the polls, completely unshaken, despite some of the comments that he's made. And Trump says, look, they can't understand how come an outsider can be doing so well within the party. In the national polls, he's only risen since the attacks in Europe, in Paris, that killed 130 people and wounded hundreds of others. Trump says he's the toughest of all the candidates toward people posing threats to the U.S. In fact, he added this on the show that he would back ways to track Muslims in the U.S. and also bring back waterboarding on terror suspects. He said, I would bring it back. Yeah, I'd bring it back. I think waterboarding is peanuts compared to what they do to us. He also tried to back away from his support for a government database to track Muslims in the U.S. because that drew some really big criticism. But he was pressed heading into the weekend on whether there should be one of those databases, and he said there should be a lot of systems beyond databases. And then when he was asked, would he put a database like that in place as president, he said, I would certainly implement that absolutely. So he's not ruling it out. The more he is tough, the more he is that outsider, the more attractive Donald Trump becomes to lots of people. And he is right about this. The political animals, because that's what it is, it's such a political machine, can't understand how somebody like Trump can be where he is. How he's not starting to fall back, and so far he is not starting to fall back. But he put the threat out there, if you don't get off my back, I will run as an independent, because he can. And he knows it. And he might do it. And what does that do to the Republican Party if Trump bails and goes independent? How many Republicans would vote for Donald Trump? If you're a Republican and you're saying to yourself, I really do like Trump, would you jump ship? Even if you are loyal, and vote for Trump as an independent. And as that's going on, the attacks, the ISIS targets, are getting more specific and more external. leaving that whole Syria area. Not that there hasn't been plenty of attacks, but now they're coming to the West. It's a big warning of what happened in Paris. Then there was the downing of the Russian airliner in Egypt. So they're talking about a wing of the Islamic State leadership that looks at external targets. And they've got teams in place to train and fund and offer strategic guidance for actions aimed at hurting the maximum possible civilians, the casualties. But leaves the picking of the time, the place, the manner, all that stuff to the people who are on the ground, so they're not running a whole operation. Whew. And these jihadists are incredibly elusive. Incredibly elusive. American and European intelligence officers say they're looking at new assessments of external ops on intercepted communications, like ISIS's own propaganda. They're still trying to piece together, mind you, the details of how the Paris plotters communicated, but two counterterrorism agents in the U.S. revealed that there were electronic communications between ISIS leaders in Syria and the man suspected to be the architect of the assault in the weeks before the attacks. Abu Abd Epsilon, that's who is the suspect, the architect of the assault. And they've been analyzing the bombings in Beirut, and it shows that those strikes were directed from Syria. So there are a lot of problems going on connected to ISIS. A lot of problems. And the push to kill in the West, to kill civilians. In any place outside of Iraq and Syria. So this means it literally, the door is just wide open. The cells, trying to crush the cells. And they say that the cells work in what they call a bamboo structure. Most military, or militant, I shouldn't say military, militant groups have cells that operate separately and in parallel circumstances to ensure that if one member is killed or a plot is aborted, the demise does not affect the other plots. So they have several plots going on at the same time, which is what happened in Paris. Stay with us, odds and ends to fill you in from the weekend in case you missed them. That's coming up.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight.
weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up. Yeah, 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 yeah. Your daddy don't know what your mama's gonna do tonight. Said your daddy don't know what your mama's gonna do tonight.
Time for Lives and Ends. What's shaking around the globe and here on planet USA? It really is about terror. It really is about these candidates and who is going to keep us safe. There is no one that can guarantee that. I'll say it again. There's no 100%. I would love to meet the person that could give me 100%. We can't get that. But who do we get the best shot with? And honestly, heading into the future, I foresee this, and we know this. We're watching it. These are our biggest problems. Attacks, cells, wanting to kill our way of life. It's dangerous, it's scary, it's sad. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate. Kate?
What did you have for dinner? Did you have something fabulous for dinner?
Yes, I did. I fixed me a, let's see, what was it? Oh, I fixed a giant cheeseburger with lettuce and tomato and gobs of cheese and those little yellow-green peppers, you know, the pepperino peppers, the Italian peppers.
Yeah.
It just made it so scrumptious. And then I baked an apple pie that was just so succulent. I took half and gave my nephew half, and we doubled it all down, and we watched the football game and watched the Bengals lose their second game, And so we've just had a wonderful
yes.
And today is the 23rd.
Awesome.
As of now, it is the 23rd, and today is my birthday.
Happy birthday. Wow. What a good birthday.
Yes, it
already.
Was. And not to mention
cool.
that, I even got to talk to you, which I consider such an honor. By the way, love.
Thank you.
What are
so
you going
sweet.
To do? What are you going to do for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to be with in-laws doing
okay.
the turkey thing.
Okay, that's what. Well, I'm
yep.
going to do.
What about you? Are you? You're probably making a giant turkey with your whole family.
Not giant. It's only a 10-pound butterball, but I make the best doggone dressing you ever tasted, and I even make an oyster dressing to put inside the turkey just for old Dan. Because I'm the only one that likes that and ice cream. Well, Tom likes it, my friend Tom. He's coming over for leftovers. He'll be 90 years old the 1st of February, and he's an old cowboy like me. And he comes
nice.
Over to business with me about my gold mining experiences and stuff, and he wants to go with me, but I'm not taking anybody except Bob.
Nice. I love that. Cool.
Now, I'm so glad you're doing a regular show instead of all these re-racks. I'd get so tired of them. I know they're interesting people and all, but I hear them so many times, and then you repeat them on me, and it's just so nice to hear your velvet voice banging over the airways.
There you go.
Did you use the joke that I told you about the potato? Did you use it yet?
Oh, the potato joke is, yes, I did do that joke. It's so funny.
Okay, you got to do that.
The rest.
Okay, now a couple of things.
I love it.
One, Donald Trump is perfectly in his rights for wanting to get a fair play. I mean, you've got everybody from the Republican Party trying to sandbag him every way they can. They're totally frustrated that they can't get someone to work against him in North Carolina. The donors, the money that would fund such campaigns have told them, no, forget it. And did you happen to hear Rush Limbaugh on Mike Wallace's program today, or what's his name, Wallace? You know what I mean. With Brett
Chris
Newman.
Wallace.
What is it?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's the Fox show on Sunday.
Fox show, that's it, yeah. Did you hear Rush Limbaugh on there this morning?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that ISIS parody?
I didn't. What did he say?
You didn't hear the ISIS parody that he did with Barack Obama?
No,
we'll
look it up.
All right with me. Oh, you've got to listen to.
Oh,
Rush.
That's funny.
You got
I will. I'll look it up.
Yeah, get it from Rush. You've got internet. You can do that.
I will. Yeah.
And it is just hilarious.
We'll get it.
You're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the 11 minutes went by on the show. Did you see the whole thing?
I did see the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, that was great. That was great.
Were you there?
Yeah. No, I just watched. No, I just watched, like you. I don't move
yep,
in high places
exactly.
like you.
Exactly.
I don't move in high places like you.
High places. High places.
Well, I'm glad you're going.
Oh, you better get that turkey basting going.
Oh, well, I'll be doing that. I'm glad you're going to have a good Thanksgiving, and thank you for the birthday wishes. I appreciate that. And
happy birthday.
One more little thing. If you had a barrel full of snakes and you didn't know which one was poisonous, would you put your hand in the barrel?
No.
Okay.
Would you?
No.
Now. No, I would not do it. You cannot talk me into it. You cannot offer me enough money to do that. No, I would not do that. And I know there's a point to this, and I like that.
Okay, here's the point. Every single Muslim in this country is potentially a poisonous snake, and you never know when it's going to bite you. But eventually it will.
Well, you heard what Trump said. I mean, Trump isn't really stepping away. He's kind of trying to soften a little bit. He's saying, no, that you have to do something about the databases. You have to have them there.
So
you have to have
a way. So does Ben Carson.
Yeah.
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 I mean,
there's got to be a way to check, especially about what happened in Paris.
Well, we need to know who's coming into our country.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It is
yeah.
our
yeah.
country.
Yes, I agree with that. Yes, there's no question. I mean, it is ridiculous. It's ridiculous that anyone, thanks, Dan, that anybody can come in and there is no way to check, because we know this from being in other countries. As I have traveled in other countries, I've been pulled aside, even in Turks and Caicos, but in Grenada, in Ecuador, in Spain, you know, I could go on with a couple of different countries, and I was questioned about why was I there, and they checked everyone's passport and what the date was that we were leaving and all that whole thing. And the bottom line is, I've had friends that have worked for charities, try to help other people in other countries, and they, I mean, even on their own. And trust me, when they have a visa, they know. They know when that visa is expired. You're not getting any free rides in most other countries. So in the United States, you know, listen, we're all immigrants of some sort. We get that. But when you think of the list of people who are trying to come in legally, and it's so long, and they do get what I call my expression jobbed, because they're paying lawyers, they're waiting, they're doing everything they can, they don't understand, they're doing it the legal way, and then they read stories about other people who could get this, you know, sort of emancipation, and some of what's happening for them. And I mean, there's no easy one-size-fits-all, though, and that's part of the problem. But we let it get to this point where it could have been easily contained. I should say, I shouldn't say easily, but it could have been more manageable had we not let ourselves get into a situation where we had such a porous border that anybody that wanted to could get in, could be smuggled in, could find a way in. Whether they survived that passage or not is sort of a different thing. And other ways that they were able to come in, the student visas especially, because so much of it wasn't really checked out closely, and this is what put us in the precarious situation. If we go back to 9/11, and we don't want to be in that situation. Personally, I don't want anything to happen to family, friends, or any of you, the listeners. I mean, listen, I don't believe that unicorns are flying around us, but at the same time, I believe there's a better way to be more diligent, and we do have some of the best and the brightest in intelligence. But they can only go so far when their hands are tied. So we have to decide, where is that line? Where is it that we're willing to dance in a different direction to make sure we can keep dancing? And that's the question I think you have to answer for yourself when you look at these candidates, and as to who you think would make the best president, especially when we're talking about terrorism and all those futuristic threats, because they're only going to get bigger and magnify and get bigger and bigger and bigger, trust me. Stay with us. More coming your way down the pike here on America Tonight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Walks slowly down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready? Hey, are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust.
I never get tired of this song. You know, Dan just called in. He loves this song. I think he does anyway. Yeah, he looks bad to the bone. How are you, America? How are you, world? ISIS, people are talking about it. People are talking about how do we get stronger. Even Dianne Feinstein, the leading Democratic senator, was a little bit critical of the press and his approach when it comes to terror. You know, when your own turn on you a little bit, you got to listen to what they're saying, and that's what's happening. You know, the barbaric videos, the beheadings, I need no explanation about ISIS. I don't want any explanation. There is no explanation. Dianne Feinstein was part of the Sunday Swirl. She said the United States is not doing enough to fight ISIS and that they're gaining strength outside Iraq and Syria, you think? She says, and she's, of course, the ranking Dem on the Senate Intelligence Committee, that I don't think it's sufficient doing the job the way this is being done. She said Obama's decision to send 50 special forces won't solve the problem and advocated a larger, more specific special ops plan. We need to be aggressive now. Describing the Islamic State, which has seized large portions of Syria and Iraq and declared a caliphate as enormously strong, with 30,000 fighters, a civil infrastructure, and funding. So the key thing is that funding. Get more money, more money, more money. You can always get those weapons. You can always do what you have to do. And that's the big problem with ISIS. You know, we've got the Thanksgiving holiday, so people are freaked in New York about the big parade. You have Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson, who was with the New York City PD and FBI and everybody else for a security drill in a subway station. Obama at a news conference in Malaysia, who closed out a week-long overseas trip, described the intelligence he's been getting as a clear-eyed, sober assessment. Okay, great. What are we doing to keep the American people safe? What are we doing to inform all of us that we know what's happening? Have we not learned enough about reassessing constantly what's happening, having conversations constantly about what's happening, not dropping the ball? Because one ball drop in one direction and another direction and people get hurt. Rush Limbaugh, as Dan mentioned, was also on the Sunday shows, and he said Obama's foreign policy is inept, incompetent, and non-existent. It is non-existent. Now, I'll tell you, though, I'd really agree with the non-existent, because we have no clue what that is. What is it? What is the plan? You know, what is that? What's the purpose of where we're headed? What's the purpose of letting anybody in the country? And you look at Donald Trump, and love him or hate him, he is not beholden to anybody in the political machine. He's not worried about political correctness. And whether he fumbles through some things or not, there's no question he has definitely shaped some of what we're seeing on this campaign. And he's threatened that if he gets enough grief from the Republicans, he'll take his show to the independent tent. And he won't even run as a Republican, and that would be worse for Republicans. They don't want that happening. All right, speaking of a short week and doing the campaign thing, Donald Trump is in Ohio on Monday. He's at the Columbus Convention Center for a big rally. Lindsey Graham, he's still out there. He's in New Hampshire for a whole bunch of events. These are all on Monday. Martin O'Malley, he's still hanging in there. He's got New Hampshire to contend with. Ben Carson is in Nevada. That's it for some of the specifics on campaign. Some of them are knocking off a day or two early to celebrate Thanksgiving and get back out there again. Also, what's happening is John Kerry is making the rounds, visiting Israel and Israeli and Palestinian leaders. He's meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu and the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, during the trip. And this is par for the course. Certainly if he's in that direction, that's what he's going to do. And then you have David Cameron and Francois Hollande meeting. And this is going to take place in Paris. Then Hollande comes to the United States and he meets with the president on Tuesday in the Oval Office. And I got a note today, thinking, I guess, that I'm in Washington, from a reporter that said, hey, maybe we can grab some breakfast after we meet on the South Lawn. And what he meant was the president is arriving back from his trip in D.C. He's going to be on the South Lawn, and the press, it's open to the press. You know, they scream things out and take some of that sexy video that you see, which is stupid video. You know, it's like that same B-roll. Okay, you're 100 yards away, but we always get those shots. That's pretty much what it is. But I am not in Washington to be on the South Lawn screaming out questions that will go unanswered. So as for the breakfast, that would be off too, as well. The fact that Trump talked about this independent run, it's not the first time, and it's not good news for Republicans. If I'm Rince Priebus, I'm taking this pretty darn seriously, and I'm having long conversations with Donald Trump about whether or not he's going to hang in or what we can expect from him, because that would be disastrous. That's not what the GOP wants. It would be absolutely disastrous. Speaking of disastrous, when you give yourself a 71% pay increase and nobody else is looking at the books, that's sweet, isn't it? Al Sharpton, apparently that's what he did. The New York Post did a big story on it. As the head of his National Action Network, that's what he did. He got a raise because of an uptick in donations, a record almost 7 million, 2 million more than the previous year. So he said, I think I'll take a raise. I would like to get a raise. Right? Now, in the beginning, to be fair, he wasn't paid very much at all. So I'm not saying he's taking the money and running. But he was paid only $4,800 in 2006. He got no salary in 2007 and 2008. So it's not translating into big dollars. So I guess I find fault with the idea that it's being reported. 71% raise. So what does that mean? That he was in that $5,000 category and jumped up? I suppose, and that's why he wasn't concerned about the number. But you see the number, and it's shocking. You look at it and say, wow, how could he, 71%? Are you kidding me? Because where does your mind go? Where I just took you. Where you thought that the number was applicable, but it wasn't. That's the whole thing about assumptions. Right? The NYPD wasn't assuming anything. At least Chief Bratton wasn't, when he said you don't allow people on terror lists to buy guns. The police commissioner is urging Congress to pass a law allowing anyone on the list to be able to purchase weapons. Says if Congress wants to really do something instead of just talking about something, help us out with the terror watch list. Those thousands of people that can purchase guns in this country, I'm more worried about them than I am about Syrian refugees. Remember, congressional Democrats introduced a bill to ban those purchases, but the action is opposed by the National Rifle Association. And it talks about people being put on the watch list by accident, which happens. And they have a very tough time getting off that list. Very tough time. Bratton, by the way, was also asked about the District of Columbia Police Chief Kathy Lanier's suggestion that an armed person should try to take out a terrorist. Bratton said there's nothing new about that. If somebody is armed in one of those scenarios and has the potential, of course. Of course. Coming up, we tie up this hour in a nice, neat bow. You want to serve up your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Stay with us.
Thank you. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. With the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one water filter, helps remove and reduce over 200 contaminants. Don't purchase just any filter claiming to be certified. Get the Pro-1 G2.0, the only gravity filter with NSF 42 certification. NSF, valued and recognized for independent certification worldwide. In addition, the Pro-1 G2.0 was independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure, easy to assemble, easy to maintain, easy to clean filters. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Online. Ooh. Sometimes people get sucked into that Facebook. You know, there's great things about the internet and technology, but boy, there are some brutal things about technology. You have to sometimes just back away. I'm saying back away from the devices. And it's hard to do when you're just glued to them for so long. Do yourself a favor and take a mental break once in a while. They say the average Facebook user is on it about 30 hours a week. It's like 30 hours. And then what, you combine that with 30 hours of TV? Is there anything left in between? Shuffle on your shoes and go off to work? Wow. That's insane. And the TV watching, especially if you watch it the way I do, the binge watching thing, that can get crazy. I'm going to tell you quickly a new series I watch. It's on Amazon. It's called Red Oaks. It's hilarious. 80s music, the whole scene of New Jersey. It's funny. I don't care where you live. You get a great laugh out of it. Paul Reiser is one of the people in it who used to be on Matt, a show called Mad About You with Helen Hunt. And the show is just hilarious, especially if you like 80s music. These studies I find to be very interesting when it talks about bottlenecks and the worst bottlenecks, traffic bottlenecks in America, the worst 50. I bet you where I'm broadcasting right now, you could tell me about a bottleneck somewhere. You can live in a rural area. I just spent time at a friend's place in a very remote area, and you can find bottlenecks. Now, in a big city, you think Los Angeles, you think Chicago, you think Dallas. You know, it'd be easy to pick that out, I believe. Because we're going to all scream out big cities we know where there would most likely be horrific traffic snarls and jams. And, you know, this new highway user study identified them. And they talk about, this is by the American Highway Users, and they talk about the nightmare areas. The worst bottlenecks measured by hours of delay. Chicago, Illinois. Los Angeles owns the next six out of the top 10. Oh, that's something you don't want to brag about. And Chicago is awful. I've been there. That's why public transportation is the only way to go. Only way to go. When you're talking about bottlenecks. They looked at the top 30 choke points closely. That's how they came up with it. Because how do you come up with that? They detailed the major benefits that accrue by fixing them. And what would it do? Improved mobility, quality of life, because you wouldn't be traveling in the cars as much. Now, Chicago, the choke point was the Kennedy Express between the Circle Interchange. I know some of you know that. 290, and Eden's Junction, 94, and it extends like 12 miles. They say that more than 6.3 million gallons of fuel wasted on 90, because you have cars that are crawling or idling. Crawling or idling. Oh, frustrating, isn't it? Very frustrating. Because of the delays and freight. And I mean, there's just so many nightmares wrapped up into that. I think the worst is when you think, I've got a clear route, and then you get stuck in traffic. Oh, it's awful. I've been there. 75 in Dallas. It was a 60-mile-an-hour road. Then they raised it to 70, and now it's nutty. I've seen an accident every single weekend when I've gone down there. And accidents happen, but I've never seen them happen like this. It's crazy. A lot of people must have their doctors on speed dial. It's the only way to do it, right? All right, let's go to John in Washington, waiting patiently. Hey, John, how are you?
Pretty good. How you doing, Kate?
Thanks for hanging. Didn't see you there. Sorry. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been doing this to several people. I'm throwing out challenges because the country here in America, unfortunately, we are so ignorant of what's going on, and nobody reads anymore. They've got their noses stuck in the in the smartphones like you were just talking about. And I'm trying to get people to actually read the Quran. And another book that the Muslims use is the Hadith, and I'm not sure about the way that's said. But anyway, if you were to read these things, you would find out that there are no moderate Muslims. There are no peace-loving Muslims. They're out to take over countries. They're out to expand their cult. I won't call it a religion. You know, these people are just crazy. If you read these books, you'll just sit there and shake your head and go, my gosh, what in the world are they thinking? You know, and unfortunately, people in the United States, you know, they hear, oh, ISIS this, ISIS that. Well, unfortunately, if anyone's a Muslim, they're a Muslim. They can't change their own. For instance, we're considered infidels. We can be either taken over by subjugation, which is slavery, any number of different things, and of course they kill us. That's a known fact. If you're a Muslim and you commit to saying I'm moderate or I'm peace loving or whatever, you got an automatic death sentence according to their book. There is no other choice. And just all kinds of crazy stuff like that. They shouldn't even be in Europe or South America, North America. They should not be here. They need to be in their own place. You know, there's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And another thing I was just thinking about, and you being a woman, you probably know this, but we're all the feminists that are screaming about everything. Mm-hmm. When these Muslims do all these things to their women, they beat them, they starve them, the kids and the women mean nothing. They're lower than the family donkey. And all the mutilations that they do to them, you know, we're all the feminists that are screaming bloody murder over everything.
Yeah, you know, you talk about the women, you're right. We had somebody on, Dima Gowie, and she told us how she's in that precarious situation because of the whole honor killing thing in her own family and how horrific it was. And you're right. I mean, remember in France, they tried to say, forget the burqas, you can't make women dress this way. And there was such backlash and some scary things happened. And now look what just happened in Paris. And it is interesting, and I think you're right. It would be great for everybody to take a look at the Quran, to familiarize themselves with the Quran. There's no question about that, John. And, you know, talking about knowing who's in the country, and thanks, great call, knowing who's in the country is so vital to all of it. And he brings up a point, one that Dan talks about, is, and one that I have a hard time with, as everyone knows. Listen, jihadist people getting in, these ridiculous floodgates that we've opened a long time ago, decades ago, the student visa thing. I can't imagine if I had family on one of the planes that crashed on 9/11, I can't imagine what that would be like, knowing that that could have been preventable if a few things had been put in play. But he's right about reading, knowing, and opening your eyes. In the Quran, one of the things, and there are many things you could pluck out of the Quran, but one of the things that is a big focus is the only true faith in God's sight is Islam. But Kareem Abdul-Jabbar will tell you this, and other famous Muslims and whatnot, that it's the interpretation of it, much like the Bible, but the disagreements abound. Your thoughts, send them to me, AmericaTonight.net.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.